Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Get you a square up on the Monday Night Football board between the Ravens and the Lions, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30 tonight. Let's go back to our telephone lines. Let's go to Big John. Big John in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing all right, fine, Big John. What you got? Now, Big John, maybe we can have you rush the passer. I don't know. Maybe that might help you.
It would take about 10 minutes to get to him. But, sure.
It's about 9 now.
Yeah. Well, listen, Bobby, you cooled down from talking to the coordinator earlier?
Yeah, well, I wanted to interact with him and go back and forth, but he said I was cutting him off. No, I wanted to tell him that the guy we're counting on maybe to get after the quarterback, even though we are running a 3-4, was Chase Young.
And so when is he going to come back?
I don't know. I don't know. Your calf muscles connected to your Achilles. A lot of times they don't tell you the whole story. So that's what worries me.
That I agree with
and
you.
And then he gets
it didn't sound encouraging.
Like the damn Pelicans. It's not like the Pelicans. He's heard it
with Zion. Yeah, it's like, exactly. Well, I mean, we'll get back with you in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
one of those type things. Go ahead, Big John.
Right. Listen, I know some people like to go cut their grass at games like this, but I was trained early on from 1980 to deal with the game all the way to the end, even if you're listening to it on the radio. And I really fought the urge to go and take a nap early and saw it to the bitter end. But, guys, I had a suspicion that this might happen this weekend after going 0-2 and in two close games at home and then going out to the West Coast. And, Mike, I think you said it earlier when you were talking to Tommy Tucker and others that, frustration in the locker room seems to have resulted in some, not all, but some players going out there unprepared for this football game. And, look, I know we've already gone after Juwan Johnson, and we'll probably continue to go after Juwan Johnson. But, Blake Groepke and the entire special team squad, they should have been told to find their own way home and not even be allowed to get on the plane, because that was about as miserable a special teams performance as I've ever seen from this football team.
Hey, man, it was so bad, Big John, is that, usually – even when you have a hard-fought game, you might even give out an attaboy, a shirt, or a game ball.
None this week.
The only one who got an attaboy is Jack Stahl.
Yeah, because he caught the touchdown.
That was a nice catch. You look at him, he had 3 targets, 2 receptions. He had that 13-long game touchdown. But, that's when it's an ass-whooping, when you can't even give a game ball to nobody. I didn't think we were going to beat Seattle, but I didn't think we'd get crushed. And we were crushed with 6 minutes still left in the first quarter.
Bob, I'm going to put this on you, on Blake Groepke. I'm putting gas in my vehicle to go to my Saturday gig on doing the LSU pregame. And a guy comes walk to me and says, man, this Blake Groupie. You know who I blame his inconsistency on? Bobby Hebert. Bobby said in training camp he only missed one kick. I said, okay, that is true. What you want him to say? That he's missing every one? He just missed one. He gave me some fantasy football tips. Told me to pick Juwan Johnson a few years back. But this year
he's getting targeted. He's going to get targeted. If you want to pick a safe receiver, Juwan Johnson will get targeted more than any receiver. Now, not this game. Chris Olave got targeted 14 and Juwan Johnson 8. But overall, when all said and done, if he plays all 17 games, look at the fantasy. He'll be in the top 5, if not the top 3 fantasy point guys, because they're going to go to him in the whole NFL.
A lot of pressure. Yeah. And so you dump it off to you.
Yes.
You think that you know where Juwan is out on the field. With Groupie,
I've never witnessed that. You told me that. I was like stunned. And the guy this from Graf. And he pays attention to detail. I don't know the exact number. I know it was well over 50. Groupie was like 53 or 54 or 54, 55. And he had one miss in the rain. And I think it was like a 40-some yarder, but it was raining. And I talked to Martin Anderson. Martin Anderson and I went out. You know, we share a birthday August 19th. So we went out to dinner. And I said, Martin, I've never seen nothing like it. Groupie is unbelievable in training camp. I said, what was your best training camp in your whole career? He played 25 years. He goes, I probably on average in training camp, I would miss 4 or 5 field goals in practice. And he was like 84, 85%, whatever. But he said, no. He says, that's unbelievable that Groupie was that accurate. But you got to be accurate when the game counts.
And he's missed one every game. My goodness.
To me, now, if he'd have missed 3 kicks and they were all over 55 yards, then you accept that. But now, if it's like 54 or under, they in the NFL, the way their legs are so strong, they expect you to make that. And, you know, it's like, oh, they'll get another damn kicker. Huh. Look at the kicker who always beat us with the Falcons. They ran his ass, I think, back to Korea. Cool. And they told Cool, you got to go. He ain't even the kicker no more. And then the kicker they got.
He missed him yesterday.
Yeah, he was 5 of 5. Then he just missed him in this past game against Carolina.
And I would disagree with Brian Kelly on this. We saw him trout Romos out for that long field goal. That's when DJ Chester got the targeting call.
But I like LSU's kicker.
Yep. Yeah, but Bob, he can't kick it
long. No, yeah. He might be asking too much.
If that would be, say, a 52-yarder is one thing, but, man, that was longer than that.
Well, who made the kick in the fog against Florida? It was unbelievable.
Cade York.
That kick was unbelievable. And then he's El Sucker on the pros. The Cleveland Browns.
They
ran him out of town. No, kickers are weird. I'm telling you, they could be in a funk. They could be on top of the mountain or down in the valley. You know, that's why the players just look at the kickers in the locker room. They don't even pay attention to them. They just say, just make the damn kick. You know, when they miss it, they say, come on, dude, that's your only job. You're not even getting hit. Make the kick.
That's why for Martin to be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame.
Him and Jan Stenerud?
Vinatieri will eventually be there.
Yeah.
And Ray Guy should have been there long before.
Yeah, outstanding punter.
But man.
Southern Miss. Southern Miss right here.
Man, you think about when you get put in there for that, you got to be an unbelievable kicker. And Martin's average was not in the 80s.
Think of that. But 25 years, you're kicking and all the different teams. You have to, a military brat, you have to be willing to travel. But no, he has said that he's never seen anything like it, like a kicker be that accurate in training camp. And then, the kick he missed yesterday was 51, 52. I accept that a little bit, but those two previous ones, no. You got to make that a controlled environment in the dome.
One against I've hit some 9-irons that way. I mean, the ball just slid out way off to the side with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.